Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, wheat prices are still in the tank. Let's kind of start with an overview of what's happening.
Well, if you look at the cash price around Oklahoma, it's somewhere around $4.20, $4.30 a bushel. Forward contract for July delivery, probably $4.30, maybe $4.35, depending on the location, you know, plus or minus 15 cents. I think the key is at this point in time, we thought that wheat prices would be significantly higher, $4.75, $5, and they're just not there. They're in the tank. Let's just get real about it.
Let's talk about exports and kind of why that export demand isn't increasing.
Well, what we was expecting was the Black Sea countries, Russia, Ukraine mainly, Kazakhstan to a limited degree, to run out of wheat this time of year for exporting, and they have. The reports are there's limited supply coming out of that area. But what we've got is the exports are coming from other countries. Egypt just came in for three different tenders, and listen to the countries that they're buying from. U.S. Pacific North, soft white, expected, U.S. hard wheat expected, U.S. soft wheat expected, Russian milling wheat, that's hard red, Ukrainian, Australian, Canadian, French, German, Argentine, all expected, but Polish milling wheat, Kazakhstan milling wheat, Romanian milling wheat, Bulgarian milling wheat, Hungarian, and Paraguay's wheat. Who'd expect those countries to be exporting wheat? And in that they're exporting it, it's taking from our export demand.
So to add these countries into the conversation, let's look at why they're now players. And like a lot of things in our lives, technology is having an impact. Talk about that.
Well, you look at what we used to call the third world countries. And you know, the former Soviet Union, to a certain degree, fit into that. They've got the latest technology in the production. They've been improved their infrastructure for storage and delivery and loading on the vessels. They've got better varieties. They brought varieties in from the U.S., from Europe, from other locations. So they're taking this technology, they're increasing their production, they're increasing and maintaining the quality of their products, and they're moving that on the world market.
A big question, what does this mean for U.S. growers, and is there hope?
Well, yeah, there's hope. I think for the next few years, you're going to see exports increasing from these countries that are importing countries. They've increased their production. The weather looks good around the world. The more the importing countries produce, that's the less they have to import. That's the lower demand. However, consumption is increasing slightly faster than production. As the economies increase, they want higher quality foodstuffs, and that's good quality wheat. So I think as you're getting out 4 or 5 years, as consumption increases, then that demand is going to come back to the United States because we've always been the residual supplier of wheat and products.
Well, no doubt this conversation will continue. Kim, we appreciate your analysis as always. Thanks a lot.